Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. It is a Friday episode.
Oh, gosh.
Or as they're calling it in the Sloppy Land, Philosophical Fridays.
Are they?
No. Right. But last Friday we got quite philosophical. Joe Smith's it, ladies and gentlemen.
What did we get philosophical about? I don't remember.
I don't know. Ethan James, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yes. Hello. Thanks for watching the Sloppy Joes. Please subscribe so we can keep on making these great shows.
Stop saying you're keep on making it. Do it again, but don't make out like if they don't subscribe, we're going to stop.
Do it, Ethan.
Oh, but fucks.
Anyway, happy Friday.
Yeah.
This is my last Friday in January without a drink.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it the last Friday in January then?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, what do you want me to say? The one that you said, that's boring. Me just pointing out it's the last Friday in January. Boring. Yeah. It's the last Friday for me without a drink.
When is your first drink?
Well, here's the thing. I might do it on the 31st.
Right. What are you doing?
What?
Why do you always do this? It's almost like you somewhere inside you have to fail it.
That's not failing it really, is it?
It is, yeah.
I don't know. But I did start on the 30th of December.
No,
so
you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
You didn't drink New Year's Eve?
No, it isn't. And you knew that. With me, Daryl and Becky, we had made burgers. We set off two fireworks.
And you didn't have a drink?
We didn't have a drink.
Absolutely true. Also, it's called dry Jan, not dry most of Jan.
Dry 99% of Jan.
That's
pretty good going, isn't it? Would you not be proud of me, no?
I'm not saying I wouldn't.
Would you be more proud of me if I just did one more day? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would be a lot more proud of you, because then you've done it. You've done the task at hand.
Me and Ethan are a bit annoyed with you.
With me?
Yep.
Why?
Ethan, I think, can we pull up the image? You've had a wedding, and you've not even told us about it. And yet, it's at one of our favourite places. A couple gets married for £300 with a £15 dress and a Weatherspoons reception. Where was mine and Joe's invite,
who's mine
and Ethan's invite, please?
First of all, Lizzie looks different, but you know, people change over time, so that's interesting. I obviously look exactly the same. That's me, of course. What? By the way, I love that. A couple get married for £300, fantastic. With £15 dress, great. And Weatherspoon's reception, is that like a Chelsea smile or like an Irish goodbye? What's a Weatherspoon's reception where people say hello but kick you in the bollocks at the same time? Or accuse you of being something that isn't even a bad thing in the first place?
Well, yeah, a slopper messaged me saying, I can't believe Joe's got married.
Do you think that looks like me?
It looks a bit... Like Luke Littler looks like me, that looks like you.
Hair and beard, of course.
Yes.
Facially, is that what I'm like? I think my face is more like hers.
Really?
Yes.
Would you cut corners for a wedding?
Cut corners?
Like, do you want, like...
Just what?
I don't know, doves flying out of like a cage.
So what would be the cutting corners? Just throwing bars of soap in the air?
No, bars of dove is that what you get? Oh, shit.
Kind of a joke.
Sorry about that. Would you have, you know, a three-course meal?
Mm.
Or maybe we'll just go, I think I'll just buy a full chicken shawarma.
Yeah. I would love...
Imagine that.
Just that full spit to just be rotating the whole time in the background, just kicking off heat, that pungency, that little smell
piece. Like everyone to have an opportunity to be the boss man.
Yeah.
Do you know, and cut your own off.
Wow.
That'd be nice. What a torch.
I've always wanted to handle, do you know that rotating sort of kebabinizer?
My wedding.
Oh my God. Everyone's got one rotating. It's the centerpiece of every table at your wedding.
Oh.
It's just the shawarma.
Bloody hell.
Just rotating. You know, people have like flowers or whatever. You've even got a little miniature shawarma sticking out your breast pocket that you can be sort of shaving at throughout the wedding. I've always wanted to handle one of those shaving machines. Yeah, I've been obsessed with
one. I think we could get on that.
I've always imagined the idea of the start of a short film, like a little short, and it's a bloke who works in a kebab shop and he's got his apron on and he's sort of, no one's in there, it's a bit quiet, and he's kind of wiping the things down and making everything clean. And then it cuts to, you just see the shaving of it, and it zooms out, and at the bottom there's still a foot on it, and it's just someone's leg. It's a calf that he was shaving the skin off, and he's actually a murderer. And he puts the meat into his kebabs, but you see the foot at the bottom going around.
And you've always thought about this.
I thought I'd like it as an image. I think early on it's a bit boring, what's going on here? Bang, cannibal, love it. Come on, Have a bit of that.
Great. And then what happens? It's like Sweeney Todd, but in the modern age, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because didn't Sweeney Todd like
Shawarma Todd?
Was he a true story? This guy.
It's one of them where it's probably based on something. Isn't
like
it?
Robin Hood, he was real, wasn't he?
You're thinking of Harry Potter
and Merlot.
Merlot's real. It's a nice red wine.
Merlin.
Mulan.
No, not Merlin. Who's the Merlin?
Correct.
The magician. Yeah. He was real.
In a way.
Sweeney Todd.
Yeah.
There's no smoke without fire.
What's that mean?
Does it like he must have been real?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Every, you know, Mewtwo must have been real because there's no smoke without fire.
What's Mewtwo?
It's a Pokemon.
It exists.
Well, you're saying if it exists in film form, that is the smoke and the fire must be the olden times.
If it's from the olden times.
Okay, yeah. Do you think that a picture of Dorian Gray actually went old in the attic while Dorian stayed young? Do you think that must be based on truth as well?
Yeah, probably.
Just some
Let's
rich
go back
bloke.
To Sweeney Todd.
Okay.
Did he make nice pies?
I think he was a barber, wasn't he?
Yeah, but then he cut you.
Yeah.
Slit your throat and then you got to put into a pie.
Did it?
So your modern take on this...
Oh, there you go, yeah.
...is like you Kebab. End up in a Donna.
Yeah, there you go.
The ultimate murder is someone called Donna.
Yeah.
Because then technically you're not lying to the customers.
What's that? Donna Kebab. You know, easy. We don't know where's the meat from? I don't bloody know. Hey, does anyone know? I guess would be the question, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So there you go. So yeah, I got married. Would you cut corners at your wedding? I can imagine your wedding... I know we talked about this sort of the rotating shawarma centrepiece, and just sort of Greek yogurt just flying everywhere.
Yeah,
pita breads galore. It would be amazing. The food at your wedding,
it's going to be good.
You're
it's
not cutting corners
gonna,
on the food.
It's
are
going
you?
To be great food and a party, but you can you can probably do stuff like maybe we'll have flowers.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Like all the stuff like
well,
like,
probably the top of the bread will have a little bit of flour on it, won't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, probably. That's the most flour
you
get out of me.
Yeah, there's the only bouquet you get in
What's
there.
The edible petals.
I tell you what, of all the people I've ever met, and I'm this is a genuine compliment. I mean this. Your wedding is the one I think everyone at that wedding would enjoy the most. I think your wedding would be
that's a lot
so
of pressure.
Fun because you know you're phoning in favors.
Oh,
you've
big
got
time.
Guys in the sandwich industry,
yep.
In the cake industry. You know a bagel boy if you need it. Meats, cheeses.
You're not going to be hungry, put it that way.
You're not going to be hungry. Everyone's just getting bladdered. There's no pretense. There's no like, it's not trying to be anything. It's not. I think your wedding would be absolutely fantastic. I really
But it's not going to be emotional though. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Like, or... Not very romantic, really.
No.
Either.
Well, the speech.
It's more like a night out.
The speech would actually be you on the phone to a Chinese takeaway, wouldn't it? Reading everyone's order off.
Yeah.
That would be the best. I mean, this right. I say speech, it's more of an order for delivery, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, do like Big John. Yeah. That would be your best man or your sort of groom's speech, wouldn't it? It'd be amazing.
I wonder, can we hire some. Because I'm trying to think of places with good atmosphere, and they say the darts have got great atmosphere, doesn't it?
Ali Pali for the wedding.
No. I wonder if we could bring a darts game to our reception.
Oh, my God.
Get some low-key sort of good darts players.
Yeah.
One-on-one. Well,
and what they do is, you and Becky stand there like that, and they have to throw the rings on the finger. That'd be good. That works, doesn't it?
I mean, it does work, yeah. That's better than a nine-darter if they can somehow put a ring on my finger from, 2 metres away, is it?
Something like that.
Amazing. Great talent.
Yeah, beautiful talent.
Ethan, do you ever think about getting married?
Well, yeah, I've given it thought. I'm terrified of the prospect of having any serious life developments anytime soon.
Because you're not young, are you, Ethan? Like, how old are you?
I'm young.
You're not?
24.
Mm. And you're 25 soon.
I'm not.
Well, in April. That's not far away, is it?
No.
So, in terms of... You know, more serious matters. What do you count as serious matters? Like proper adult things?
Babies, houses, a proper job. the works, really. Commitments of that kind of level.
Oh, man. So wedding's part of that chat, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I am dating an Indian person.
Great.
So I'd imagine it would probably go down the Indian route.
And aren't them weddings like, you know, 2 weeks long?
Oh, fuck that. Maybe
you
it's not
you
considered
made that up. No, an Indian wedding is long.
Is it?
Let me Google it.
Yeah. So have you ever discussed marriage with Manisha before?
Well, I've talked about, like,
whether
what an Indian wedding is like, more so... than when we're putting any dates in.
So what is an Indian wedding like then? Because I want to imagine you in the scene, getting married. What can I expect?
Oh, you can imagine me in a colourful gown. Wow. With maybe some patterns on there. And maybe you can imagine some dancing and singing and lots of Indian people.
Yep.
Lots sure. of them. Maybe
stop
some.
Saying lots of
yeah,
them
don't say too. Don't say lots because.
Right, a traditional Indian wedding lasts up to 5 days.
Oh, fuck amazing. That.
That's great.
That's great.
I think. Oh, F that. That's great. I think you'd love that. And I think I'd love that. Can I come?
Yeah.
Colourful, dancing, singing. That's perfect.
11 things to expect from an Indian wedding. Let's go for it.
So this Ethan, you have to say yes or no whether you want these things at your wedding. Because obviously. Manish is Indian, but you're not Indian, so maybe it's going to be sort of halfway between what you want and what she wants. So you get to yes or no some of these. Okay.
Okay.
Whether you want this at your wedding.
First An Indian wedding is a long celebration. It can last from 3 days up to a full week.
No.
Also,
no, we haven't finished yet.
The actual ceremony itself in the days can last for 3 hour stints.
Oof.
Okay.
You want to dress
Wait,
to
was that,
impress.
Was that
That's
the
number
first
one.
Okay,
That's number
do
one.
You want that to happen like that long?
3 hour stints.
Yeah, for 7 days.
Oh, I'll have a little break in between, but otherwise...
Yeah, it's not 7 days without sleep. Well, it's not continuous.
A few naps and that.
Yeah, so you'd be all right with that one?
All right, yeah.
Okay.
The first 2 days of the event, so they've got different names. The first day is called the Ganesha Puja and is an intimate Hindu ceremony that takes place with close friends and family only. Me and you would be there, I guess, Ethan.
Oh, yep. Friends and family quite common. I'm fine with that.
Good.
Heading on. So you're good with that. Heading on to the next one. A lot of these are just fucking. I wanted something a bit more, you know.
Bullet pointing.
Yeah. Oh, these two are good. In the next one, there'll be lots of food. You won't have to worry about breakfast. You'll be fed throughout the day. But wow. Please pay attention to the fact that you may be at a vegetarian wedding.
Oh, no, there won't be. Let me assure you of that.
Really?
Oh, yes. I'll be having meat.
There will be no alcohol at a traditional Indian wedding. It is
smell
not
me
served.
Fingers.
What? Sorry?
Smell me fingers, I said.
What?
Smell me fingers?
Smell me fingers. Ah, fuck off, smell me fingers.
Hold on, hold on.
What?
What the fuck are you?
What
does
that mean?
Smell me fingers mean? That means when you've just, like, fingered someone.
Yeah.
Smell
yeah.
me fingers.
Fuck off.
Who have you just fingered?
Your mum.
Anything else to expect? Other than the fact that there's no meat, which he says some aren't anyway, he's pretty much up for all of it. I think he's going to love it.
People give the gift of money.
Ooh, don't mind that, do you?
Oh, I don't mind that. Would you like something else Indian related to my life recently?
Yeah.
And you might be slightly excited by this because I know you want this to become a more frequent feature in the future.
Yeah.
For I've watched another Indian film.
Oh, brilliant. Ethan's film reviews.
Yeah, coming soon.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do a practice one.
Okay.
All right. Well, this one was called 12th Fail. It's exciting, isn't it? Yeah.
Is this like a sequence? Has there been an 11th fail?
Oh, so it's called 12th Fail because it's about a man, you see. Or at the time when the film starts, a boy who is in a little Indian village, a poor village, little money, little hope. And he's at school and he's studying, you see. He's studying exams and the teachers at the school, they cheat, you see, because they know they're all idiots and that there's not enough education for them all to be dished about. So he just writes the answers.
Oh, shit, we've run out of education and this one's not had any.
So the teachers cheat, they write all the answers down and all the kids copy. And however, this one young man, he decides to be honourable. He thinks being honourable is the right thing that'll take him far in life. So even though he only finishes in the third division in his class in year 10.
Like Plymouth Argyle.
And everyone else gets first, he sticks with it. He's happier than all of them because his is actually honest and it was proper when they all cheated. Anyway, next thing you know, he wants to become a big police officer. Goes to Delhi, the big city. Yes. There's no one, there's nothing there for him. He's got no money, for he has been mugged. His grandma gave all of his pension away to him to say best of luck, and he bloody got it nicked on the bus, didn't he?
Oh, God.
That's awful, that.
It was awful. Skint. Skint. Not a hope. Anyway, fast forward a few years. He's living rough. He's bouncing around the place.
A few years,
he's Christ. Studying hard, and he passes this exam, you see. And I think out of 30 out of, I think... 20 million students.
20 Hold million. On, how did you go from go from 30
how
to
How big
20
is this fucking
million?
School, Ethan?
It's an exam to become a special police officer, you see.
How big is this school with 20 million students?
No.
Mine had 1,500. That was quite big.
There's a lot of people in India. Though.
But you can't have a school with 20 million people in it.
No, he's in Delhi now doing more exams, you see.
Oh,
to
yeah,
get
Delhi
to that,
is big.
The posh police
there's
exam.
There's not 20 million people trying to be police officers in Delhi.
All right, a bit less.
How big... Delhi's only about 20 million in population.
But the job, this job specifically, is being like the lead of a village. So over there, you've got like governors of a village, really, who control the police and control corruption because they're all corrupt. You get the big box. You get a big house. You get a car. You get all the money. Not all the money, but...
How many people live in Delhi?
How many people?
But
20
honestly,
million people have taken this exam.
Ask, look up IPC.
See, 3 million people
right, okay.
in Delhi.
I rest my case. So no, you're right. No. Every adult in Delhi is doing this exam to be a police officer.
Maybe it's 2 million.
There we go.
I'll put a
it
little
might be
note
20,
here.
I don't know.
And anyway, against all the odds, because everyone else has all the education, all the support. He's just homeless. He's working in a flour mill, writing underneath one bulb, doing all his studying. And in his last attempt before he's exempt, he bloody passes it. He smashes the exam. He escapes poverty. He saves his family. And do you know what? It was all a real story.
Oh, wow.
That's nice, isn't it?
That sounds... You had a nap then, didn't you?
Oh, fuck me. It felt long, that review, didn't it?
Yeah.
Also, it wasn't a review.
No.
Ethan, can we just, like... Can you just, next time, maybe tell me how you felt about the film?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
Oh, it was all right, I must say. It was all right, yeah.
Did you get emotional?
Ethan's reviews are just him telling you exactly what happened start to finish and giving no of his own opinions whatsoever.
Oh, yes. Well, nobody can probably watch it now, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, cheers. Yeah, hold on. That's a big spoiler.
Oh, yeah, that was the whole film.
You need to work on your reviewing technique before this goes into a live feature, okay?
There you go.
And often a film review would give it a certain amount of, like, a stars or a rating. What do we call Ethan's rating?
Well, presumably it's something to do with, out of five bad haircuts?
No, that's not it, no.
Well, I've got a haircut recently.
No.
His last one was actually really good. No, let's do it out of five...
Street waffles.
Five large Vans shoes that are too big for the person that's wearing them.
Oh, I'd give it... I'd give it two pairs, because that's technically four shoes, isn't it?
Jesus Christ. Fucking hell. Right, should we have some disgusting food?
Well, it's my turn, isn't it? 1 out of 10, club.
Yeah.
Now... I was thinking the other
day... What the hell? You got some from Greggs?
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I was thinking the other day, I think Greggs might be my favourite shop, sort of food vendor in the country. I think it's consistent. I think it's excellent. The price is astonishingly good. Mm. And just today, actually, do you know my idea? Have I told you have I told you on podcast what my idea for a cafe is? So my idea for a cafe, I think I've told you, is... really good, like, modern, nice coffee. Do you know, like, your flat whites and all this sort of stuff? But with like $2.99 bacon and sausage sandwiches.
Joe, wasn't this going to become a Sloppy Joe's cafe?
Yeah.
Oh, so you have told us it?
Yeah.
But you're saying it's his own now, Ethan. He's going to leave us.
That was worrying.
No.
What? I'm not going to do it without you, but I'm just saying that's the idea. So I like cheap, nice bacon sandwiches, but really good coffee. Mm-hmm. And I actually happened to have that today because it was a Grindsmith about 10 metres from the Greggs in Media City.
Yeah.
So coffee. And I thought, this is just perfect. I was so happy. But one thing I saw when I was in there is one of the foods that you see them everywhere. You can get one in probably 10, 15 places in Manchester.
I'm so intrigued.
Costa Coffee, Starbucks, Greggs, Tesco Express, everywhere sells them. They are the most awful food.
Really?
Claggy,
I don't know what's
horrible,
gonna be.
Shocking. Don't even taste like the flavour that it's meant to be food of all time. It is the High Street chocolate muffin. Absolute dog shit item, this. Absolutely dog shit. There's 460 calories in this. So already it's like most of your five a day.
This is such a big claim.
These the are chocolate dreadful. Muffin. They're claggy. They're overly sickly. They don't even smell of chocolate. They just smell of like sweet brown.
I know what you mean. The muffin is everywhere.
And you can get, well, you can literally, how many places in the centre of Manchester can you buy a very similar muffin to that? God. What are you doing there?
I'm just seeing if the middle's got something. The middle's got a little bit of something about it.
Has it? A little softness. Do you want to come and get a bit of this?
Oh, all right.
If anyone's got an hour to fill.
Oh, my God. Close your eyes, right?
Grace Den did a really good documentary on Greg. It's on Netflix.
Close your eyes. Before you put that in, close your eyes. Does that even taste like chocolate? In all honesty. And this isn't even a dig at the Greg's one. That doesn't taste of chocolate. It tastes like brown. It doesn't taste of anything. It's shit. It's so bad. When you think what that could be, chocolate cake, but in a sort of different shape, it could be so good. And that's they're all like it. The McDonald's ones like it. All the ones you get from Tesco, you get the little packs of them. You get little four-pack of muffins from a Morrison's or whatever.
Is there a difference between a muffin and a cake? Or is it just... A muffin's just like a blueberry muffin's not bad.
I don't mind them. But a muffin is just a one-person handheld cake, isn't it? I don't think there's any difference in the cooking process. They're awful. Taste that, Ethan. I actually think the flavour you're tasting. It's not chocolate. Well,
I must say, I think the muffin in general, I'm not a massive fan of muffins.
No, I'm not.
And this one that you've brought here, what a fantastic chocolate muffin, I must say.
Fuck off.
Delicious.
It's absolutely delicious.
Are you both incorrect in the mind?
And I'm not a muffin fan.
Well, you obviously
anything,
are.
If anything, that muffin was sensational.
It doesn't taste of chocolate. It doesn't taste of anything.
Taste of chocolate.
It doesn't.
I think Greg's have won the war there.
What war?
The muffin war. I'll tell you this. You have me. You really have me. But they must have done a survey recently or something, because they've stuck something in the middle.
Mm, yeah.
Middle bite has made things come to life a little bit more.
I didn't get any of the middle. I didn't know the middle was going to be molten.
Because I agree with you, because there is that sort of, it's just dense sponge with a little hint of flavour, yeah. And it can be shit.
Yeah, yeah.
That wasn't a bad muffin, Joe.
It was.
Was that a bad muffin?
Well, I must say,
he's biased as well. You can't put anything Greg's than 1 out of 10.
But
he's Geordie, isn't he?
He's basically on the board.
They've got this new shit come out.
With muffins in general, sometimes I feel it's very easy to choke. Because it's just so spongy, so claggy. Dense,
choke.
So claggy.
Yeah, very choke hazard.
Really?
Yeah, big time.
I think so.
Murderers.
Bit of spit in there.
A little paper seat.
Oh, if you choked on a muffin, that's a good way to kill someone, isn't it? Because then if they just swallow it, it's like they've just had food.
How would you make that happen? Just stuff a muffin down someone's neck?
Yeah.
Yeah, fair play.
Thank you.
Go on, Ethan.
Well, but this one in particular, the goo makes it more like easier to break down. It breaks it up a bit. There's an end goal. You start on the outside of the muffin and you're thinking, all right, it's not started great, but there's something in it for me. Mm. And have you ever seen that meme of the man digging for the gold and one of them gives up, but yet we see from our picture that the gold was just 2 feet away. If he digged for 10 more minutes, he would have struck gold. And the other man kept going, and he does. And what I recommend to all those who begin the adventure with this muffin is just keep going.
So I'm the man who just dug most of the way and then turned around, am I?
You're that man.
Pathetic. So what, you're not putting it in 1 out of 10?
Yeah, I don't think it's 9 out of 10. I think it's just solid. I would have that again from Greg, 7 out of 10.
Ethan?
I'd say the same score.
Also, I really think we need to revisit some of the 1 out of 10s.
Why?
We put Diet Coke in there the other week.
Yeah, you did. It was a mathematical scientific process.
I want to revalue it. Do you remember when we did like the 9 out of 10 club revalue, looked at?
Well, maybe we can do a little Patreon special where we go over some of the 1 out of 10 clubs. If you please.
Anyway, we'll leave it there.
Speaking of Patreon,
Patreon.
Make sure you check out the Patreon. We've got loads of extra content. We've got another Patreon special coming up very soon as well. Patreon.com/Sloppy Joe's podcast. Anytime we do live shows, you get cheaper tickets, early tickets. You get all sorts of extra stuff. You get early access to all the podcasts. Make sure you go and check it out.
Lovely. Right, any last words of wisdom, Ethan?
That muffin's hitting big time.
I can see.
Yeah, he's in the muffin realm now.
Go on. Give us a little something to keep us going in this weekend.
I think when you find people you love and you care about and they're special and you know that they're special, hold on to them tightly because those people rarely come into your life.
Well, see you on. I'm done. You got to say goodbye. That muffin's killed me off, and then him, that's double killed me off.
What was that?
It was some inspirational words.
We asked for it.
It could relate to someone listening.
Yeah, it could do, yeah.
Just forgive and forget.
Oh, you can't add to it. What is it?
Just keep on going. Keep on grinding.
That's three different ones now. So the
three
first one was, when you find
ones.
Someone that comes into your life, make sure you hold on tight because they don't come along very often. The second one was forgive and forget. And the third one was just keep on going. Which
pick one.
Is that all one?
I think just encompass it into just one big one.
Okay.
Would just be never stop believing. And that's where we'll leave it there, I think.
Do you want to just, because that's four, do you want to get a fifth one in there just to round it out on one hand?
Faith can be used well.
The worst one of the lot by an absolute mile. Thank you so much for watching. Bye!
So worst now. I feel awful.
You
bye.
Can wave and don't say anything else.
Yes.
Faith
yes.
can be used well.
It can.
Especially by dodgy priests.
It can. Oh, no.
Can we say that?
No. Cut that. See ya.